descanse.
Oh, I'm also 400 milligrams for 5 teaspoons.
Yeah.
Per teaspoon.
Per teaspoon.
Yeah. This is on Garcia. Viviano, that's Garcia dash Biviano Andrade, Andrade, 92541. Today is the 24th. Chief Complaint, I'm here for evaluation of my blood pressure. Number one, I have BPH symptoms. Number two, I get up a lot at night. Number three, I fall asleep all the time. Number four, and allergies that bother me. Number six, I need medication refill. Number seven, my maintenance exam is up to date. I had a colonoscopy less than a year ago, number eight. Last blood work was discussed with patient, which showed a glucose of 128 and hemoglobin A1C of 6.3. He's not being treated for that at this time, but he's keeping an eye on it. Also, he has symptoms of sleep apnea, as I mentioned. Period. In the paragraph, our patient is a 60-year-old construction worker, but he does more supervision than work himself. He's had some palpitation but no chest pain when he's working, and has had some dizziness when it's really hot outside. Has had no nausea and vomiting and other symptoms as was mentioned above. Medication includes Flomax 0.4 milligram by Cinnabar hydrocortisone, 20 12.5 once a day. Immunization, COVID immunizations up to date. Family history, heart disease in dad who died of a heart attack. Mom had hypertension and diabetes. Review of system as above. Patient at one time was told he had sleep apnea, but he never was worked up on sleep apnea. Social, married, 24 years, 3 children, no smoking, no drinking, surgery, no surgery, allergy, none. On exam, we have a 60-year-old gentleman in no distress. He weighs 160, 190 pounds. His weight goes up and down by 3 or 4 pounds every few months. Heart positive, swim positive, 2. Well, wait, 99%, 97.6, 16, 98, 150 over 95. Heart positive, swim positive, 2. Lungs clear, abdomen soft, mixture of skin shows large round, because we're not going to come down focal. EKG today shows sinus bradycardia with a rate of right at 55 to 60. Hypertension echocardiogram shows no significant change from before, except for increased right ventricle size, requires a sleep study. Next number, he agrees with a sleep study now. Next number is renal vascular hypertension was ruled out. Next one is BPH, about 23 gram prostate compared to 21 or 22 2 years ago. Next one is continuing with blood pressure medication. Next one's blood pressure is elevated. Next one is check blood pressure at home. He hasn't been very faithful about his medication because he was running out. Next number, fatty liver noted. Next one is must lose weight. Next number is, as far as his leg pain is concerned, related to his work, and has had some swelling off and on. Let's make sure his thyroid is okay. Let's make sure he doesn't have sleep apnea. Next number is urinalysis is within normal limits. Next number is borderline diabetes. Next number is check hemoglobin A1C once again. Next number, check testosterone, check labs, set up for sleep apnea. Next number, check blood pressure at home. Make sure his blood pressure definitely comes down. It's not acceptable at this time at this level. Thank you.